All right, let's talk a little bit about seed saving. I get so many questions about seed saving, and a lot of people just don't understand the purposes behind it or how to go about saving your seed from your garden. Well, there's two different types of main seeds that we need to understand the principles of. One is a hybrid seeds, and the other one is heirlooms. And hybrid seeds basically is, I'll put it in terms that I can understand. Basically, you take two parent plants, a mama and a daddy plant, and you cross them and you get an offspring or a hybrid plant or baby plant. That baby plant is what is most time is sold in a lot of our farm stores, and you'll go out and you plant that. The hybrid has the best the mama and daddy can give. You know, they may have a better disease package, the mama might, and the daddy might taste a little bit better. So when they cross them, and they make it a very good, really nice plant for you to enjoy. So you have the best of both worlds, a mom and daddy plant. But whenever you save a hybrid seed, most of the time, you'll only get one of the parents, a mama plant or the daddy plant, so you're not actually getting that true hybrid plant that's out there growing. So saving a hybrid seed is a no-no. You're really not getting what you've planted that last year. And while I'm on that subject, it's always good to know how old these seeds are. All right, heirlooms. Heirloom seeds is the ones that you need to be saving. These are the true actual plant that is growing, that seed that is produced in that fruit, maybe it's a tomato or whatnot. That, whenever you plant that back into the ground, that's the plant that you're actually going to be getting. So, it's good to save hybrid seeds, but the heirloom seeds, not the hybrid seeds. All right, I talked a little bit about knowing how old the seeds are. The ideal way of doing it is you plant today, this year, you save the seed, and you plant that seed again next year. The longer that seed, or the older that seed is, the more likely it's not going to germinate. Germination just means the plant has went through some age, or has went through some trials and tribulations in its life, maybe high temperatures, low temperatures, whatnot, and it doesn't have the tendency to produce a plant actually from that seed. So that's what germination is. A lot of times you'll see this seed package has 85% germination rate. That means that if there's 100 seeds in that packet, only 85 of them are guaranteed to produce you a plant. So even when you buy them from the store, you know, there is a likelihood that some of them is not going to produce a plant. That's just a part of life. Okay. So we need to know how old they are, because it's best to actually let them grow again the next year. But you can still continue to save them. But just remember, the older they are, the more likely they are not to produce you a plant. There's a couple ways of saving seeds, and I'll talk about both of them. One of them, let's say you're saving a tomato seed. And you definitely want that plant, whatever you're saving, that produce, you want that pod or that tomato, whatever it is, to be definitely ripe. You don't need to pick it half green. You don't need to pick it, you know, in any other stage, but it needs to be totally mature. Pick that, and then let's say we're going to scoop out. There's jelly a lot of times around our seeds and on tomatoes. You want to scoop that out. There's two ways of doing that. One, you could lay it on a sheet of paper towels or something of that nature, and lay it flat and separate them and let it dry out that way, and then place that in an envelope or a freezer bag and put that in your freezer, or put it in an envelope where it's in a cool, dry place where it's rodent free. Another way of doing that is you can take that gel and seed and put it into a glass jar, put some water with it, and slur it around twice a day for 5 days. The seed will separate, and then you can pour it out and then let it dry some more, and then place it in an envelope in a cool, dry place, or put it in a freezer bag and put it in your freezer department. Also, remember to always label what variety it is, and also put what the date or how old that seed is. That'll help you in the long run of figuring out which seeds will be more viable for you to grow in the coming years. And that's saving seed.